And that means no gas-powered mowers for this crew.
The focus is that they're using no motors, no gasoline or fossil fuels, so that they can be a truly green lawn care business.
That's Nancy Perillo, a UW Parkside MBA student who's helping 9 young people develop the business with money set aside from Racine County's share of federal youth employment funds. The Go Green Lawn Team, as they're calling themselves, has started out with 3 donated push mowers. After having mowed a few lawns the old-fashioned way, Perillo says they're continuing to explore alternate ways of powering a mower.
So we were looking at solar panels, maybe. We've been talking about the wind technology also as possible sources for plugging in a couple of different batteries to the source.
Meanwhile, the local lawn care establishment is scoffing at the concept.
Those mowers, they don't do the job like what today's mowers do with the power. You know, I mean, they can't handle thick grass, they can't handle wet grass, they can't handle long grass.
That's Jason Batke of J&N Lawn in Union Grove. But don't write off the Go Green Lawn Team just yet. Nancy Hennessy from the Gateway Group of the local Sierra Club believes there's a strong niche market for such a service among a growing demographic.
These are the same people who will buy organic foods, and they're not nutcase kind of people.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm David Cole.